Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
That's right, baby. It's Thursday. We are closer and closer to the inevitable, the annual Super Bowl at Orchard Park.
That's right.
I'm hard.
You better believe it.
You better believe it, because football is being played tonight. Big, big game tonight. Miami, Baltimore.
I'm going to tell you, Dusty, that's kind of an intriguing matchup. I'm not going to lie.
Why?
Because all the stuff surrounding the quarterback in Baltimore, right? Lamar Jackson, was he hurt? Wasn't he hurt? Is he in charge of getting rid of these games? And now everybody and their brother must be listening to this radio show, because if I hear one more person tell me Baltimore's going to win this division, I'm going to scream. Mac's been saying it for a while now.
Thank you, Bob.
And like everybody nationally stealing his bit and saying Baltimore's still going to win the division. I think they're the favorites right now to win the North at 1-5, if I'm not mistaken.
So,
right?
Minus 105. Yeah.
I'm saying they're 1-5, right?
Oh, yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right. Like, aren't they 1-5 with their record, or 2-6,
oh,
or whatever
it is. Last week?
So, avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Yeah, two and five is the record, and they're minus 105 to win the division.
Crazy.
They have better odds to win the division right now than the Chiefs do to
win
the AFC West, and the Baltimore Ravens are 3 games under 500.
I love to laugh.
I haven't heard that one in a minute. I do.
That is a good one. No, people like your laugh and all. So that's why I'm kind of intrigued by it. I'm interested to see what this Baltimore team is going to be about.
Yeah,
Lamar Jackson was talking a lot of smack yesterday. Like, you know, this thing isn't over yet and all that kind of nonsense. And so I'm excited to see actually this game. And to his eye. I mean, who isn't excited to see what his eye looks like tonight and, you know, how the Dolphins are going to go out there and play. So we all got to be big Dolphin fans tonight to eliminate Baltimore from the conversation of AFC contenders, I guess.
Yeah, who'd have thought all you had to do was fart onto his pillow,
right?
Because that's how you get pink eye,
right?
And then he showed up with the pink eye and then threw 4 touchdowns in the best game of his year.
Yeah, so it was outstanding.
That's how you do it. You know how you say people listen to us? So it's been 9 days, I think, since the last time I made chili.
Yeah, right.
And Beakley is still...
Oh, I've had some good chili lately, man. Between Dusty's. Dusty brought me in some last week. And I guess I just brought a container back. I brought him a new one. But that's fair, right? Bringing back a new container. I couldn't remember which one it was, so I bring a new container back. You said you don't want your containers back, so we're good. I'm a dude, man, and it's hard for me to remember anything.
Okay. It's not hard. You gave him chili. If you give somebody soup or chili, you tend to give them it in a big Tupperware, right? Because it's a volume item, right? It's liquid. It's volume. He returns Dusty this flat, like, divided thing that would be have peas in one side and mashed potatoes in the other.
Yeah, he actually
clearly
gave me an
not
upgrade.
A container. But is it, though? It's not as deep. I mean, maybe it is an upgrade because it is a different mold, you know?
Yeah,
you
I have a divider now.
You do have a divider, which you didn't have before, so I'll give him that.
But he's a dude.
But he's not. I mean, that's not a dude thing. That's just like being Binkley. I mean, that's a Binkley thing more than a dude thing. It's a flat little tiny Tupperware divided that in no way hell or form would ever include having chili in it.
Binkley told me 2 things of advice. 1, never tell your wife or your girlfriend to stop acting like your mother.
Uh-huh.
And 2, just always cop out with saying you're a dude.
Uh-huh. That's so, exactly right. Yeah. Life advice from Binkley. That's the way to go.
You're acting a lot like your mother. Get out.
2 divorces and a pizza cutter later, Dusty. That's where you're taking your advice from, right?
It can happen. Yeah. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. But yeah, he goes, apparently I gave him the wrong container back. No, you did.
You did.
But it's fine. You gave me a better one. It's
upgraded.
An addition by subtraction.
That's right. Yeah.
That works there.
Yeah.
Because I'm a dude.
I'm a dude.
Anyways, let's not sugarcoat it. It is time.
It is time.
It
man.
Is.
Let's go.
It's time. This is the game. This is what we wait for. This is the game every year. I know that there are people in Kansas City or in national TV. I think Nick Wright nails it when he says this is the Super Bowl in Buffalo every single year. It seems that way because they always win this game, they celebrate this game, and they forget that there's still a lot more to be played. And a game that's played on the field never adds up to the game that's played on paper.
No
and
doubt.
That's what this game is. Now, there are times where that happens, right? Like you looked at the Denver or the Raider game, and you thought to yourself, well, their secondary sucks. Patrick Mahomes is 30 and looks like he's really evaluated or really like elevated his game to a level that I didn't think could ever be possible. And you look at what this offense is doing now and you look at yourself and you go, okay, well, Rashee Rice is back. Mm-hmm. They have all these options. This is probably going to be a blowout because I'm looking at the paper, 31-0, right? You look at the game against Detroit. Well, their secondary's beat up. This team could take advantage. I know Rashee Rice isn't back, but Mahomes is anchoring the offense. They could probably win this game if they just play their right defense. 31-17 or whatever the score was. You win that game, you looked at it on paper, you saw it. Every single year, this game, you can look on paper, and I'm telling you, you can throw that paper away, you can burn it, you can shred it, you can rip it, you can do whatever you want with it. It will not matter. I understand that Buffalo's defense is shite, right? Mm-hmm. It's not good. Their offense, it's always going to be somewhat decent because of who they have at quarterback.
Yep.
The Chiefs, top 5 defense, top 5 offense. Final score of this game, 37-39. Chiefs win somehow, and you go back and you go, Well, that wasn't what I was expecting, but boy, that was fun, and you're hitting a cigarette outside on your back patio.
Well, and I'm wondering if Buffalo's got the staying power to keep up with the Chiefs this year. This is the first time where I don't know that Buffalo has the horses to go toe-to-toe with the Chiefs when it comes to that offensive firepower, right? We were talking with Ben Maller, and we'll have our conversation with him coming up at 7:15 this morning, and he was talking about, okay, you got James Cook, but like, what's the situation at wide receiver right now? Can you get into a 13-second showdown with the Chiefs now? Does Buffalo have the talent to do that? I don't know that they do in their weapons, but they definitely do in their quarterback. And Josh Allen is, to me, we talk about guys that you need to take out of the game. And the more I was thinking about it yesterday, yeah, James Cook seems like that guy that you need to take out of the game, obviously. But I think it's Josh Allen. And I keep going back to that missed sack by Karlaftis, not last week, but the one against Buffalo a year ago. And then him talking about that all off season and how that kind of bothered him. And so I think the key to going into this game is, you know, you can let James Cook have his opportunity, but don't let Josh Allen get out there and do those Patrick Mahomes type runs where it's 3rd and 9 and he gets 10 yards, or it's 3rd and 11 and he picks up 12. Like, Josh Allen to me is the guy that they need to contain in the running game this week. And if they frustrate him and he's not able to get out and use his legs like he likes to do, that's, I think, how the Chiefs can win this football game. And so to me, it's keying on Josh Allen, because I just don't think deep down he's got those weapons that can compete with the weapons, obviously, that we have here.
Yeah, and we always remember the 13-second game about how you know, that game was so intense. And, you know, I still think that's Josh Allen's best game.
Mm-hmm.
That might be Mahomes's like 12th best game.
Right, yeah.
Right. And I think that when you look at that game going into it, Buffalo, if I'm not mistaken, Mac, I think Buffalo had the top 5 in DVOA on offense and defense. They might have had the best defense and like the 3rd best mm-hmm. offense. They were the team that
year. Right. Yeah.
And that game had no defense.
Right.
I mean, none.
None.
It was 30-plus to 30-plus in overtime with the Kelce double move touchdown that ended in dramatic fashion. Obviously, it's a little diluted because of how the end result was, but still, that was one of those games. And that's what I reference when I talk about on paper. Mm-hmm. You look at this and, you know, yeah, we talk about the running backs yesterday. Saquon Barkley had 88 yards. Justice Hill had like 70 yards, and nobody has 100 yards. And then you look at James Cook's average, 107.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go on record and say it. I don't think James Cook's going to have 90 yards rushing.
I don't think so either.
And I don't think that's the case, because you can take out everything that these teams show you week in and week out, but when they play these two teams, it's mono v mono, right? Mm-hmm. It's not what was in the past. Now, maybe this is the one year that it breaks. Now, I think there's been one blowout in the entire run.
It was the first game.
And it was Buffalo that was cited in that. And other than that, it's always seemed to come down to, I mean, I remember last year we had John Grayson here on the roundtable, and the next Monday he comes in and he's irate, pissed off.
Yep.
Every call goes to the Chiefs like that. And now we have the VR because of the Josh Allen play last year.
Mm-hmm.
We have overtime in the play in the playoffs now that are equally shared because of what the Bills, and I guess you could blame the Eagles too, you know, complained about with overtime rules.
Yeah.
And this is a game that I honestly think that when you look at it, it's at 3:25 on Sunday. It's Mahomes versus Allen, but it's more so like city versus city, mm-hmm. right? Like, it's more so like everyone knows they have the same mentality that we have. And you can ask people around town. You can ask your friends. We talked about it yesterday. How do you see this game getting played out? I don't know. And that's, I think, why this game is so intriguing, because I know what the game's going to look like when they play the Raiders. I have a pretty good feeling what the game's going to look like when they play the Colts. I think that I've done enough watching of the Chiefs to think that I know how that's going to play out. Mm-hmm. I could watch these two teams play the entire year and this game be played one time and not have an effing clue of what's going to happen.
Well, and also the thing with this game that I think is so special for a lot of people and for the players really involved is that they elevate their game in this one as well. Okay, you're going to do that? I'm going to show you that I can do it better. And it's almost like you take the playbooks and you just throw them out the window, and it comes down to, you know, let's go one-on-one, Allen versus Mahomes. Who's going to make the biggest play,
right,
and who's going to lead their team at the end? And I'm hoping that's kind of the way we see this thing play out. But there's also a part of me that's hoping, you know what, let's just go and blow them out right now. Because what's the narrative if the Chiefs go up there and hold Buffalo to 21 or fewer points, right? I think the bigger narrative starts on Monday morning with Buffalo's offense going, uh-oh, where is that, rather than it is the Chiefs defense. But if you look at what the Chiefs defense has done this season, they're giving up less than 17 points a game right now. I think it was 16.8. I was doing a podcast with somebody yesterday, like, you know, the Chiefs defense is giving like 16.8 points per game. If they can hold Buffalo to 21 or fewer points, the Chiefs are going to be talked about as a legit defense, and Buffalo is going to be talked about. It goes, oh, where did their offense go? Maybe they don't have enough offense, and that's going to change the way that they go about doing things, you know, in their offseason, you know, like the Chiefs did, like loading up with weapons for Josh Allen, because this this could be a game where you shut down that offense and everybody starts talking about the, are we wasting Josh Allen's prime now by not having the weapons around him? So there's a lot at stake, obviously, in this game. But when it's all said and done, I think the biggest winner, the team that, you know, needs this the most, I still think is the Chiefs, because of the way they started out that season with those two losses. You win this game, you get the bragging rights over Buffalo, you get a sigh of relief a little bit, you know, with your win-loss record, you get to breathe a little bit easier, and you pick up a big AFC win. Buffalo needs this win as much as Kansas City did or does, but I think also, too, from a perception standpoint, the Chiefs go out there and win this game, everybody's going to understand that this organization is officially back.
But everybody that wins this game always loses in the playoffs.
It's funny. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see if that happens. I'm trusting the Chiefs in this one.
This is probably the second time in the nine times they've played. Well, this will be the 10th time they've played that the Chiefs are winning the, quote, on paper battle. Mm-hmm. And I think the one other time was the first time they played when they kicked their ass.
Yeah.
Every other time, like if you look at the roster and the talent, the Chiefs have never won the on paper battle in any Super Bowl they've won and any most AFC championship games they've been in. They've been at the talent deficit. It's because of their coaching, their leadership, their unity, their chemistry, and because of 15. This is the one other time where I think they actually are more loaded on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, I don't think there's an argument to be had for that right
now. They're
better. Yeah, the Chiefs are better from a talent perspective, better from a head coaching perspective. And if they were able to win games when they weren't better from a talent perspective, because of that, what are they going to do? You know, we talk about this Buffalo team and this Chiefs team a lot here in Kansas City, and obviously a lot nationally. This is two premier teams in the NFL. But when was the last time the Chiefs threw this many weapons at Buffalo?
Never.
Never.
Ever.
Never. Maybe the 13-second game?
Maybe,
you had prime Tyreek, prime Travis, and prime Mahomes getting into that prime.
That's right. You're right
maybe
about that.
Yep. Maybe that's the most you've ever had. But
you have more guys now in that era, you know?
Either way, it's the same thing we say every year. It's a cigarette game because you're going to need one after it no matter what the outcome may be. Coming up, there was a tweet yesterday from a Jets running back that got a lot of eyes to Twitter, plus there might be some depth somewhere that you could use as a trade piece because that trade deadline happens on Tuesday next week. We'll dive into that here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear Mitch Holthus every Friday at 7:20 right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Back in it on a Thursday morning here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey. Before we dive more into the Kansas City Chiefs and what trade rumors could be, don't forget this Sunday, 3 hours before kickoff, you can be on 96.5 The Fan, listen to the Chiefs pre- and post-game, pre-game show at least. Mitch, Dane, and Kling, and then don't forget our guy Josh Briscoe does pregame and postgame on that same channel on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs. Toronto Blue Jays took game five, according to Magic Johnson.
Yep.
You know, Irving Magic Johnson, game five, big game. Winner of this really has an advantage in the World Series. Yeah. You don't say.
Who tweets for that guy?
I don't know.
I mean, is that an intern? Is that AI? Is that an assistant? Because Magic Johnson's tweets, if you're not following this guy on Twitter, they are some of the, I mean, I don't even know what word to use, Dusty.
You don't think he's trolling?
No. This is real magic. No, he's definitely not trolling on that kind of stuff, but his tweets are unbelievable. I mean, they are just unbelievable, like elementary school style tweets. You know, tonight I am watching my Dodgers play in game five of the World Series. Oh, great. Thanks, Magic. And everybody's onto it now. And everybody's kind of quote tweeting him in the national media. Is like, this guy looks like a fool out here doing this kind of stuff.
We should just quote tweet back with obvious.
Yeah.
Well, when we wake up tomorrow, it'll be Thursday because today is Wednesday.
Right. Yes.
No dip, Sherlock.
Am I right? But if you missed it last night, which I don't know if you did, the start of the game, back-to-back home runs.
It was
first
great.
Time in World Series history.
Yep.
The game has started off with back-to-back home runs, and if you missed it even more, you know that George Springer is out, took the fastball to the hand, has not been able to lead off for the Blue Jays. Coincidence?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But Davis Schneider is their leadoff hitter, and he's been great.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, his dad was at the game.
Oh! Oh, no! No way! No way! No! Oh my God! You gotta be kidding me! You gotta be kidding me!
So his dad had the POV cam on, like, yeah, from his point of view. Obviously, that's what that stands for. Congrats, Dusty, yep, for being smart. And that's his raw reaction to his son hitting the leadoff home run off of Blake Snell last night to put the Blue Jays up 1-0. Then Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who, if they do win, will be the World Series MVP.
Right.
Contract well spent and will be a Blue Jay legend for the rest of his life. Never pay for another Labatt Blue in Canada the rest
of his
life.
That's right. Yep.
And you see that reaction and you watch that last night, if you did on Twitter or X, whatever, and you kind of felt good about it,
you did,
right?
Yeah.
That's a raw reaction in the moment. We don't get a lot of that. A lot of it is staged. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is behind a lens, and you don't know if they're actually being that person. That was Schneider's dad just absolutely losing it, and that's what I quote or always quote and say, that's what you love to see.
It's awesome, and you know, I can speak from being a parent. I didn't understand this at first, but the best joy in life is watching your kids have success. There's nothing better than that. So I'm watching that guy, listening to him. I'm going, that's really cool. Like, that is unbridled, you know, emotion that he has there, you know, with his kid hitting that leadoff home run. Was that not the fastest home run you've ever seen leave a ballpark too? Like, I mean, that thing was a missile.
I mean, if
down
you blinked,
line,
you,
man,
you didn't know it was 2-0.
I mean, it was that ball took out of the ballpark so fast. It was so hard hit. It was like a missile. Shroom, gone. I'm like, oh my God, I've never seen anything hit like that before. And then, you know, Vlad comes up and it's 2-0, and that's pretty much the game at that point in time. And, you know, they added on a couple of runs, and now we're going back to Toronto and the Blue Jays have that 3-2 lead, and that's really cool, man. You may see the Dodgers end up losing, you know, this World Series, and then, oh, everybody's going to lose their minds and fire everybody in LA, I'm sure, because you spend all that money on a payroll, you damn well better win the World Series.
No doubt. So game 6 will be Friday night, and then if there is a game 7, it'll be Saturday night.
Perfect.
Right?
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you'll get NFL tonight. MLB will take a break. They'll go to Toronto. They'll play game 6 on Friday. They'll play game 7 on Saturday if necessary. And then Sunday you get that the banger of a game, which is at 3:25. So good sports,
yeah,
this weekend. But yesterday I thought it was interesting because you saw the tweet by Breece Hall,
mm-hmm,
right? There's some guy just like sitting there paying attention to his phone, eating some like peanuts, it looked like. I don't know what he was eating. And then I believe it was it Bleacher Report that came out with the article of 10 bold trades that could happen by November 4th, which is Tuesday, also Election Day, and why it could happen, Breece Hall to the Kansas City Chiefs. Hall is a pending free agent, and the Jets probably have bigger fish to fry this offseason while the Chiefs are not getting as much as they'd probably like out of their offensive backfield. Why it's bold? The simple fact that Breece Hall is 24, he's the league's fifth leading rusher, and their prediction says Hall yields the Jets a late round pick and becomes a cog in a backfield that also contains Isaiah Pacheco, Kareem Hunt, who takes a sizable back seat.
Mm-hmm.
We all think that you need more help on the defensive line. This is a name that I think is obvious that's going to get your ears to perk up.
And that's why they're writing about it. Yeah.
Right. And I think Breece has local ties. I could be wrong.
I have no idea about that.
But I know that, like, this, the two things, if you take, and this is what we do, we use this in golf, right? You hit the ball in the green, you're putting for birdie, but you're 25 feet away, and you're like, man, I wish it was closer. We call that unnecessary bitching.
Mm-hmm.
So the Chiefs, right? They're 5-3. They have the number one offense in the league, we think. They have a top five defense, and the unnecessary bitching that we go with is, oh, they brought in Mike Pinnell and their defensive line. Like, okay, yeah, that might be okay. Well, their running backs aren't that great. We have Patrick Mahomes and 7 different options to throw at wide receiver, but Breece Hall is a name a lot of people know, obviously in New York. They talk about him in his top 5 in the league in rushing, and you add him to the Chiefs, and Mac, you know this all too well. This is one of those moves where it's like, the Golden State Warriors got Kevin Durant. Do they really need Kevin Durant to keep winning? No, but it really makes it helpful.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier, but I would be shocked if they go out there and get a running back at this point in time. And as I've been saying for the last couple of weeks, I've been told they're not wasting draft capital on a running back that's going to be a free agent at the end of the season. And you think, you know, if you're Bleacher Report, what's going to get clicks? Breece Hall to the Chiefs or some unknown defensive lineman going to the Chiefs? That's the right move, is the unknown defensive lineman going to the Chiefs. But the Breece Hall thing gets clicks, and it's low-hanging fruit. fruit and it's a name. And I just don't think the Chiefs have any offensive problems at this point in time, right? Where you need to go out and spend a draft pick on a running back that is going to be a free agent when in the draft, you've had some pretty good success drafting running backs late, you know, and you get that on your resume like Brett has right now, Veach. And you're like, okay, we're not going to give up a fourth round pick or a fifth round pick to go get Breece Hall. We've done a really nice job. And also, too, the last couple of times that the Chiefs have added running backs midseason, they've been total zeros. LeSean McCoy, he stinks. He needs to just kind of, you know, his football takes are really bad lately. And then they added in the other guy who quit for a year and then came back in, Le'Veon Bell, and that didn't go so well. Now, just because those didn't work doesn't mean you don't stop trying. You just give up. No, you don't do anything like that. But where this franchise is right now, with Elijah Mitchell still stashed on the practice squad, Clyde Edwards-Helaire in there, you've got three running backs that you can count on. I know the Pop thing is a little questionable right now with, you know, his soreness and his knee, but I just don't think you break the bank and go out and get a running back, because I don't think a running back helps you as much as a stout defensive tackle will help you. And again, it's that low-hanging fruit that people love because it's a name, but from everything that I've been told from inside that organization, they're not going to waste a draft pick at this time on a running back. Now, if something drastic happens in the game on Sunday, you know, somebody goes down and they're done for the year, that changes the conversation. But where we sit right now on a Thursday, I would be shocked if the Chiefs went out there and got a Breece Hall and spent a draft pick on him.
Yeah, if the reasoning they don't get Breece Hall or a running back is because they're using those assets to go get a defensive lineman, which you're right, on the totem pole is higher as far as necessities. But if the reason they don't go get Breece Hall or running back is because it hasn't worked in the past when we've tried, that
no,
is
I'm
not
saying you don't use that as a reason.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Good. Yeah, because I mean, I
but think, I'm also watching the way that Andy utilizes these midseason offensive additions. Who's been good that they've acquired midseason offensively for this team?
I mean, Kadarius Toney, when they first got him, was huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. But from the running back position, no, it hasn't been much.
And even your guy from last year, Sammy Watkins. And
DeAndre Hopkins.
DeAndre Hopkins or whoever it was.
Donnie Avery.
Yeah. Like we see these midseason pickups and then they go and they do nothing. Like they legitimately, I don't know what it is, man. Like they come in here and then they go nowhere and you don't see much. Again, that's not a reason to say, no, we're not going to add. But I don't think they want to spend the draft capital on going out and getting a running back for a position that they don't think they need help at, right? Like, you don't hear the Chiefs say they need running back help. All the quote-unquote experts out there are doing it because it gets clicks. Breece Hall to the Chiefs is great clickbait. It's great fodder for that kind of stuff.
They're going to have to use draft capital next year on this position, right?
A running back?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. But I would rather have him draft a guy.
That's
you
fair.
Know? Yeah.
I'm just saying you're using a top three, hopefully, in my opinion, you're using a top three round pick for a running back rather than get Breece Hall for, what, a fourth or a fifth and some cash?
The other thing, too, is that if you do want to get a running back, it kind of makes sense. If you don't want to use draft capital, you have to use where you have capital at.
Mm-hmm.
And who says they don't have capital in the wide receiver room?
It's true. They do. Yeah, mm-hmm. you got some expendable guys there.
Like we look at the wide receiver room, and I understand that you want to run with the everybody's going to eat thing, but we've said this, or I have at least said this for the last 2 weeks, that yes, everybody's going to eat, but one man is going to eat more, and that is going to be Rashee Rice.
Yeah.
Like we had mentioned in yesterday's show and the show before that, 19 targets in two games, right? 16 catches. Mm-hmm. Okay. Nobody else is getting that number.
Right.
And that number, I think, will trend that way against Buffalo, right? This is the biggest game of the year for both teams. You're going to go to your biggest players. You're going to go to four. You're going to go to one. You're going to go to 87.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to find nine somewhere out there in a big moment for 14 yards, like he's there for
you. And it's going to be a big moment, and you're damn right about
that.
Yep.
And then we haven't mentioned names like Hollywood Brown and Tyquan Thornton. And Tyquan Thornton, who was somebody that was very, very helpful in the first, you know, 4 or 5 weeks of the season. There's Tyquan Thornton. There's 80 down the field catching a bomb deep. There's the Mahomes throw again. F it. Tyquan's down there now, not Tyreek. And why not use one of those receivers, whether it's Hollywood Brown, whether it's Tyquan Thornton, to say, hey, we'll take somebody off your roster. You need help at wide receiver. Let's talk business. Because I do think this team, now that the season has played out and we're seeing more of it, I don't necessarily think I'm 100% sold that the offensive line is where it needs to be completely, because the Trey Smith thing, wouldn't you like to have insurance? Maybe you have that in Caliendo. The Josh Simmons things, we think in a couple of weeks he'll come back. I think it's going to be after the bye. You've got Jalen Moore, who's done fine other than the first drive of the offense against Washington, where he got absolutely wrecked. But if you want to make an addition to make your team better, why not find a team that needs a wide receiver and be like, hey, we got Tyquan Thornton, we have Hollywood Brown. Neither one of them are probably going to get re-signed. I don't think so in the offseason. I think Thornton has more of a shot than maybe Hollywood Brown does.
I would agree with that.
But maybe those guys move the needle somewhere else, and then you can acquire that running back from a team that might have a guy that's their second running back in their system that maybe could be a vital piece in this backfield, depending on what they have with Isaiah Pacheco. But like you had mentioned before, they like their team. They like these guys. These guys know the system. There's no shy secret into what they did last year. They brought everybody back.
Right.
And they gave the guys the money that they said they were going to give. Carl Loftus, Trey Smith, Nick Bolton, Kareem Hunt. They brought all those guys back for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Not to trade them, but to kind of do what they did last year. And here they are with the options to maybe make those moves. And I think they're really stacked in the wide receiver room, where a guy like Tyquan Thornton might move the needle for a team that needs somebody at wide receiver. Like the Giants,
right?
But
who do the Giants have at running back now that you can trade?
Tracy would have been a name, but now that he's going to be the number one elevated running back because Cam Scatabue's injury unfortunately happened.
Yep.
That team is out of the chute. Plus, what are New York Giants going to try to actually accomplish this season? Do they want to pick in the middle of the pack, or do they want to pick in the top 10?
Right.
Again, I don't know what's going to happen. But
if you're the Giants, like, why are you going to give up somebody for Tyquan Thornton, whose contract is going to expire at the end of the season as well? What you need to find if you're going to trade a player is a team that's kind of similar to you, fighting for the postseason. They need a wide receiver. We need a running back. They've got a surplus. We've got a surplus, and you make a trade like that. I think if you make a trade with a team that stinks, like the Jets, they're going to want draft picks back in return. And, you know, this team has been so successful with draft picks, you know, I'd be hesitant to trade many of them, you know, for a proven, you know, kind of player that's going to be a free agent at the end of the season. And so, yeah, I'm sure they'll explore the running back position at the end of the year. But I think where we sit right now defensively, they still want to get better along that defensive line, even with that addition of Mike Pinnell, which was obviously a big addition for us here in Kansas City. Certain players are bigger in certain cities and do more in certain cities than they do elsewhere. And for whatever reason, Mike Pinnell just phenomenally works here in KC.
Yes, and he can stop the run, and it just so happens, coincidence, I think not, that they play, what, three of the four best rushing attacks in the NFL these next few games. It's the perfect time to add Big Mike.
Really is, man. It really is a good time to add him. And, you know, I looked at his numbers in Cincinnati. Not that you can judge a lot from a defensive lineman, but they were not terrible numbers at all.
Oh, wow.
And so I was like, I was actually pleasantly surprised. I went, oh, he's got double-digit tackles. He's got a couple of sacks. Like, he was getting some production in Cincinnati. That thing is just an absolute dumpster fire out there right now. It's just unload everybody. So we got very fortunate that he was available to get and to bring back in. And then you saw him and Chris Jones yesterday at practice. Works for Chris Jones, man. He's real excited to having this guy back.
Wouldn't be doing our job if we didn't somehow sneak in some food topics. So we'll get into that a little bit later because it is Halloween tomorrow. So your costume should be on with us, as I'll wear mine all day tomorrow. Can't wait. Going to be a sweaty day.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of funny, you know, your guy Carrington, Bob,
mm-hmm.
Jen's favorite.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. He owned it the other day because you know how he's always said Kelsey's washed.
Oh, yeah.
Kelsey might be done. Yeah. Number two in tight end numbers so far this year at the age of 36.
That's
everybody
pretty
else
good.
Under the age of 30, right? Uh-huh. Like Trey McBride, Ty Warren.
Yeah.
It's nuts to see this. And Travis Kelsey's living his best life
he
right now.
He really is.
And he thinks he feels more electric.
The energy in the building feels a lot more electric. Like it feels like we're moving at a pace that we weren't moving at last year. And it's honestly because we're scoring touchdowns. I think when everybody's getting a piece of the pie like this, I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's a lot of focus on me and obviously Rashee, and you got one of the fastest guys in the league, Xavier, and then Hollywood is a big play waiting to be made, and then Tyquan Thornton is out here making big plays early on, so he's a threat. And then all of a sudden, Juju's wide ass open in the middle of the field because you forgot about him. And
that it's true. He is. He's always wide open in the middle of the field. Isn't it cool to hear Travis Kelce talk about this team right now at 5-3 having more energy than an 8-0 team did at this time last year, right? And I don't think anybody's going to say, oh, yeah, I think last year's team was better than the Chiefs of this year. This is a better team. By far and away, if this team played last year's team, I would think this year's team would crush last year's team. I mean, that's just kind of my opinion. That may be a 3-touchdown win for this year's team versus last year's team. So I understand what he's saying. They were finding ways to win games, but he alluded to it. We're scoring touchdowns now. That was the big thing last year, that this team could not get into the end zone. Once they got inside the 20-yard line, it was Harrison Butker City now. And we don't want that anymore because Harry's been off lately, so we don't need that. But what we're looking at now is a team that's getting back to their old ways where they would just move down the field and they would score touchdowns. Mm-hmm. And a field goal would be considered a defeat. Like, oh, no, we kicked a field goal. We're not supposed to be kicking field goals. We're supposed to be scoring touchdowns. And the last couple of years, they weren't scoring those touchdowns. They weren't getting those short yardage gains. They're doing everything this year that they weren't able to do a season ago or the last two seasons. And I think that's why you got that swagger and you kind of got that, you know, that style back, if you will, out at Kauffman Stadium because or at Arrowhead Stadium, because you've got the ability now to get in the end zone and you're putting up 30s and you're putting up 30s and you're putting up 30s and you're blanking the opponent. And so everybody better have that swag back right now.
And we asked yesterday when we were talking about the standing, where it was the Colts, the Patriots, the Steelers, all in the division lead. Like, what year is it?
Right.
You can look at Travis Kelce's stats and say the same damn thing. What year is it? This guy's 35.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Kelce leads the team in receptions with 37.
Yep.
Hollywood Brown is second with 32,
mm-hmm.
Which is crazy that Rashee Rice is already at 16.
Yeah. Yeah. He may pass everybody this week.
Right, and Travis Kelce leads in receptions. He leads in yards. He has 474 receiving yards already, three touchdowns already. He's averaging 12.8 a reception and 59 yards a game.
So he's almost on pace for a 1,000-yard season this year, right? He's on pace for that 1,000-yard season. If he gets, you know, what, 50 yards in the first half of the game against Buffalo, he's essentially on a 1,000-yard pace.
Right.
For the year. That's remarkable at the age of 35, especially when you have all these other weapons that are still out there for this team that he's still going out there and producing. And he is because he's got this one-on-one coverage now. He gets some linebacker trying to cover him. He doesn't have to worry about, you know, being double-teamed or cornered or blanketed or boxed in or bracketed or anything like that. He's got the ability to go one-on-one. And Travis Kelce, one-on-one with anybody is a win.
He did not have one game under 75% snaps last year,
uh-huh.
because they needed him to be on the field.
Yeah.
Four games this year so far, under 75% of the snaps.
And
same production.
And that's good.
Yep.
That's really good because you're able to get the production and give him the rest that he needs.
Wonderful.
So when you get out there, and this is not load management where he's sitting out games or anything like that. This is that load management within the game
mm-hmm.
that I think everybody can agree with and understand and be fine with because he's still going out there and playing. You're still seeing those big Travis Kelce moments. Maybe the NBA ought to adopt something like this, where you're doing load management, you're not skipping a game, but you're doing load management throughout the game and taking guys out when you have the opportunity to give them some extra rest like they have done with Travis Kelce.
It's also amazing how offense sells, right? Chiefs dig the long ball.
Yep.
People love the NFL for scoring. Last year, the Chiefs this time of what were like 8-0, 7-0, mm-hmm. and they were running away with the division and everything. They're tied for second, technically in third place in their division, 5-3, and we're all saying it's a better team.
It is.
And you hear Travis Kelce's audio from New Heights. Oh, we're having a lot more fun. It's a lot more electric, probably because we're scoring more touchdowns.
That's right. Yeah.
And I think that's what moves the needle more because your defense is kind of the same, right? It's been the same under the Spags era. Like, they're going to bend. They're not going to break. They're going to keep you in the game. And now you've got this offense that complements the defense, which the defense complements the offense.
Mm-hmm.
And I go back to the unnecessary bitching about, okay, well, the special teams have been off. Butker's been fine the last
couple of games. Yes,
he's been fine. He seems to have kind of got his groove back.
Yep.
He's Stella.
He's
got,
Stella.
Got his groove back, and you know
Stella.
He's even putting wrong movie. He's even putting spin on the kickoffs. The guy fumbled it. I can't.
Yeah.
But no, I think
that, and you see what he was trying to do in Jacksonville now because he's tried this a couple of times, right?
No doubt. And earlier we were talking about Breece Hall. He went to Wichita Northwest.
Oh, okay.
So cool. He is a local dude. So yeah, Breece Hall, bring him home.
And this text from the 913, I love. Brian Robinson Jr. for Hollywood Brown.
Oh,
that
dude,
is a great
turn. Equal trades off.
I mean, that's not really. You
oh
think
no,
that's
I'm thinking of Bijan Robinson.
No, Brian Robinson.
And,
yeah,
San Francisco.
They've got Christian McCaffrey and another. No, he is not getting any time, and he was an RB1 last year for a playoff for an NFC Championship team.
Is Sky Moore still playing out there? Is he still part
roster.
Of that team? He's on the roster
is he
out there.
I don't
well,
know.
The reason I'm asking is like, do you think we could foist another wide receiver on San Francisco for a running back? Because we've already foisted Sky Moore on them, right? Is there somebody else? Jalen Royals? I mean, I wouldn't hesitate.
No, we're out of options. We gave him. We gave him to Marcus Robinson and Sky Moore.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I'm sorry, and MVS.
And MVS, who's now back in Pittsburgh or Green
sure.
Bay or somewhere else now. I don't know. Maybe he's supposed to sign somewhere this week, but I don't know if he did.
Travis Kelce, 36, and the second most productive tight end in football.
Tell you what, Carrington, he's washed. I agree, Rob. He's washed. Travis Kelce hasn't caught a pass in 20 years.
Which I thought, I was proud of him the other day. He said maybe Travis Kelce is the story the first time we've seen where somebody says they're in the best shape of their life, and they really are in the best shape of their life.
Yeah, right, 35 years old, hell yeah.
No doubt.
Sky Moore, 2 catches for 25 yards and 1 rushing attempt for 1 yard
this
season.
High.
That's his season? This season, so he's producing, yes.
Right on pace.
Miles Garrett was asked by many if he would be traded, and the response is absolutely hilarious. We'll get to that next here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Morning, Kansas City. This is Trey Smith, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Happy Halloween Eve. This day every year, I'll do it. I'll watch Hocus Pocus. Away, Beast! That's your son. He's just a cat now. Don't kick him. If you know, you know.
Gonna watch it for the first time this year.
I have never seen that movie.
Really? Yeah, it's Hannah's favorite.
Hocus Pocus? Uh-uh. Oh, dude, it's the only Halloween movie I really watch.
Is it?
Really?
What about the Grinch? Isn't he in a Halloween movie somewhere? After he stole Christmas, he come back and get Halloween, too.
He shows up in The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
That's a good one, too.
It is. Good score.
Yes. Very good.
Yeah. So, yeah, tomorrow's Halloween. Should be fun. Mm-hmm. Going to have decent weather for once on a Halloween. It seems like every year I was a kid, whether or not I went as Badass Billy Gunn or Watson from, Sherlock Holmes.
Mm-hmm. Watson! Yes!
Nice.
Ding. Always an underrated character from Sherlock Holmes. I was thinking about this yesterday. Like, we could do this throughout the show. You take, like, candy bars that are staples, right? Like, everybody goes, hey, you know what? I'm a Snickers guy. You know, golf course, they keep them in the cooler for a reason because there's people that are just like me that are addicted to it. You get to the turn, you get a hot dog, you get a cold Snickers.
You get it's both. Just, oh, wow. Look at you. Okay. All right.
It's a common thing.
That's a splurge, man.
There's some people that'll keep a Snickers in their beer bag on the ice.
Really?
It just hits, dude. I don't know. Especially like on a hot, normally golf, you play in warm weather, right?
Yeah, right.
Get that turn, you get that Snickers. The last three bites, they're smudgy on your fingers. But who would be the Snickers in the Chiefs organization?
Well, their slogan is Snickers really satisfies, right? Travis Kelce for me. Travis Kelce would be the guy. And you know, people would say Snickers is probably the premier, like the most popular, I would think, candy
it's
bar.
It's got nuts.
It does have nuts, but satisfies. I mean, everything Travis Kelce does, man, it satisfies the Chiefs fan. So that's where I would go with that. Snickers bar I would put as Travis Kelce.
And not only
Kelce.
That, you remember their old, marketing?
You're not you and you're hungry?
Yeah. You're not you and you're hungry. He's on the sideline.
That's
what
I was going.
No, that's
Travis.
Where you were going with that
absolutely.
One. I like that. Yeah.
Screaming, bitching and moaning. Hey, Travis, you're not you and you're hungry, bro.
Yeah, give him a Snickers bar. If somebody handed him a Snickers bar on the sidelines, I would absolutely die.
Awesome.
It would be so good, and Snickers would have a great ad campaign right there.
Travis, you're not yourself and you're hungry. You're looking like,
who is he? Yeah, who is he when
I'm
he's
trying
not
to think.
Him?
Who's he when he's mad? Let's come up with somebody that he's mad. And
it's gotta be someone really funny.
Oh gosh, he's gonna, I don't know. I don't even know who it could be. You know, Danny DeVito maybe.
That's the first name. Yeah. Eric Stone Street, Rob Riggle, someone KC.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's awesome.
Hey, it's Travis Kelce, but it's Tony Miyake's face.
Yeah, there you go.
You're not you when you're hungry. Try this. There goes Kelce down the sideline.
Yeah. That would be fantastic. I like it a lot.
We'll continue to do that today with the staples of candy bars and who they are on this Chiefs franchise. But yesterday, Adam Schefter tweeted.
Who would you pick as the Snickers bar?
I think Kelce's good.
You good?
I think Kelce's good.
Yeah.
Just because of what you guys just like broke down,
we broke down the Snicker bar ad slogans and created a football player, Dusty. This is why we're good.
Welcome to content. Yesterday, Adam Schefter, I don't know why this made me laugh really hard, but, Adam Schefter goes, for those wondering if Browns would consider trading Myles Garrett by Tuesday's deadline, the answer is, in the words of one source, no chance. Mm-hmm. Source added, people have a better chance of winning the lottery. the Browns are not going to trade Myles Garrett, obviously. And somebody on the text line said, get Josh to give him a Snickers.
There we go.
He might be back on this show if that happens. Hey, Travis.
Hey, Travis.
You're not yourself when you're angry. Here's a Snickers. F out of my way, Kling. I'm going to know you. But the Browns are not going to part ways with Myles Garrett no matter what. This is their guy. They gave him all that money.
Right.
5 sacks last week and they lose. He's obviously frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote on his cleats, it is written before the game. Yeah, that contract.
That contract is written. Yeah.
So I asked you guys, what's something that you would never part with no matter what? You can't say family or blank like that.
Right.
Don't be like, well, I'd never get rid of my wife. You love him so much, Ted. Why don't you take him?
Yeah.
Kids, family, all that sort of stuff. But what is something that you own that is something that's yours? No matter what, it's not going away. It's not being given away. It's not being, it's yours.
Yeah. And originally it was my red recliner that I have down in the basement that my wife refuses to let me put anywhere else in the house. Right. Mm-hmm. And it's comfortable and I like it and I'm never getting rid of that chair. She's like, oh, let's recover.
No, we're not recovering it. Salt on the side.
Yeah, it's got all that kind of stuff. It's the whole, you know, lazy boy, pull the handle, flip back. I've had it since 1999.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. It says lazy boy. Yes, it does. Yeah, I have one of the, I used to have one of those.
But I bought it in 1999 when I moved to Texas at this local furniture place, Starkey Furniture. Right. And it's here we are, you know, 26 years later, that sucker's still great.
That's
better
dad's
than anything.
Chair.
That's
We've
right.
all grown up with
oh,
that.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
When your dad came home and you were sitting and you got the motion.
Yep, out of dad's chair. So originally it was that. And then I was like, that's a weak one, you know. And then I was thinking about it. And I've got this one prized possession. And I will tell you this, guys. And I don't know if I regret this or not in life. I've never been an autograph guy, right? Mm. Like, I do regret not getting Len Dawson to sign something for me when we were working together over at Channel 9. I do regret that.
Been sick of you, like, a Fresca bottle signed
by
Len Dawson.
Right? Especially since Fresca's making a comeback now, man. Like, I'm getting Fresca all the time. Fresca and tequila, top-notch beverage. So I do regret that. But the one thing I do have when I was, you know, doing my stay of execution or whatever it is over in St. Louis for 3 years, I met Lou Brock, and he autographed a golf ball with our station logo on it. Then it says Lou Brock on it with the station logo that I worked at there in St. Louis. And I always thought that was really cool because obviously Lou Brock wasn't a golfer, but we were at a golf tournament, and I got him to sign the ball, and that's always been kind of that prized possession for me. It's just a strange one. I don't know why that always kind of pops when I think about those things, but it's something to me that's just kind of unique to have a Hall of Famer on this golf ball. Do you know who Lou Brock is?
I looked it up last night when you texted this. So I Cincinnati Reds, was that right?
No.
Baseball player? I mean, looked it up.
You looked it up. Cincinnati Reds, baseball player? You did a good job of looking that up.
Got the right league.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. It's,
right? He's got the right league. Nationally, got the right division.
Yeah.
Yeah, just Chi-Town.
I mean, I did say St. Louis three times in that story. Didn't
The shitey town that Bob's always talking about.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Do you know who George Brett is?
Jeez. Oh, okay, I would say my dog, and if that doesn't count.
Yeah, it's a little kind of funny.
Yeah, exactly. Then I would say I've got a signed Mahomes and a signed Lynn Dawson photo. I'd love to keep those.
Signed by both?
Well, I guess I can only keep one, so I'd keep the Mahomes.
No, hang on. Is it a photo of both of them, and they both signed it?
No, I've got one photo of Lynn, one photo of Mahomes, and it's the same position of them, like, kind of cocking back to throw. And it's, like, the same tongue out kind of thing. It's pretty cool, so I would keep those.
Well, if you put them in the same frame, it's the same photo.
Yeah, get them in the same frame, and I'd keep
one. It's like when you pull a chip off a nacho plate, and they're all set together.
It's one nacho,
It's funny that autographs that we don't collect are the one thing that we all are going to keep and not get rid of.
Yeah, it's like sentimental, though, you know?
Yeah, I think, because you told the story about how you got the Brock autograph, right? You told the story. Do you know how you got? Were you like in a fan line or something like that? Or were you like a fan fest or something? Or did you buy
it?
Okay,
so
you got it. So gift from a family member?
Mom.
Okay, so there you go. Sentimental. Your mom went out of her way, probably paid good coin for that, and you'll never get rid of those. Mine is Cal Ripken's autobiography called Cal on Cal. And it's just signed Cal Ripken in the middle. I've told the story 1,000 times, so I'm sorry for those people that are blue in the ass with it or blue in the face with this story. But it was his last tour. I think I was 8 years old, went with my dad. I go down to the visiting dugout. Cal Ripken's going to sign autographs. We know he is. And there's all these people around, right? Grown-ass people, little kids, everywhere from anywhere. And they're handing the license plates, baseballs, all this stuff. It's my birthday. It's August 7th, 1998, I believe, or 97, one of those years. And I'm just standing there, like, you know, holding this book up. And I'm like, Cal, it's my birthday. It's my birthday. You know, kind of really trying to, you know, get this guy to sign my book. And he goes, don't worry, kid, I'll get to you. Well, that's enough for me. The whole world stops. He pulls me up on top of the dugout after he signs for all these people. And he goes, you know, how old are you? It's your birthday. That's really
cool. Before the netting was there, too. Like, I'm smiling because I'm like, damn, if the netting wasn't there, how cool.
And I've got one of those old Kodak cameras. They have to wind and flash. And unfortunately for me, I didn't know, but I'm just like banging it right in his face. And I have all the pictures in the back of the book. And it's all just like close up selfie shots of Cal Ripken. And then he signs the book. He closes. He gets it to me. He goes, thanks for being a fan. Have a good rest of your day. Happy birthday. I go back. I'm white as a ghost. I mean, why does that whiteboard behind you? And I sit down next to my dad. He goes, well, did you get it? And I just didn't say a word, didn't even look at my father, and I just handed him the book. And to this day, I can smell the marker when he opened the book and the wave of Sharpie into my nose. And it still sits in my room on the entertainment center, and it's right there. And that's the only one of the only four autographs I have. And I would never trade that book. I'd never get rid of that book because, yeah, the autograph might be worth a whole lot of money someday. But that moment of how I got it, that's bigger than the actual autograph.
Yeah, absolutely. So. And that's why those things are so important. It's not like the, you know, the jackass that confronts George all the time at the airport and in diners and things like that.
And then goes on social media, George Brett's an a-hole.
Yeah, like, no, well, you are. Yeah. You know, you're out there, you know, bombarding the guys. He's getting off a flight to try to get an autograph.
Well, we can't see who you signed.
Yeah, no, yeah, stalker is what you were, you know, that guy. But those are the moments. Like, you had a story about it. I had a story about it. I'm sure a lot of people have those great stories where they've got these cool things that they're just never going to give up in their life. And you know, it's a player that I never rooted for in Lou Brock, right? Mm. And Cal Ripken's an Oriole. You didn't grow up, you know, an Oriole fan. I didn't grow up, obviously, rooting for the St. Louis Cardinals or whatever. But that was Lou Brock. That was Hall of Famer. And you're looking at it, that's Cal Ripken. That's a Hall of Famer. Like, those two guys just transcend the game because of how great they were. Right. Everybody was a fan of players like that.
Somebody says they have a Yordano Ventura signed Royals bat that they're going to keep.
That's cool. Yeah. I like the signed bat by Yordano. That's awesome.
This comes from Janae. I have a sheet of paper with autographs from training camp 1994. Neil, Derek Thomas, Carl, Marty, etc.
That's cool.
And a photo of Derek Thomas signing it, never getting rid of that.
Yeah, not getting rid of that.
Another person says they have a quilted blanket. It's got pictures of her and her mother on there. The mom passed away. It's still her favorite blanket. Not getting rid of that.
Right.
Signed Garth Brooks jersey from when he played spring training. Oh, that's cool. That is awesome.
I love stuff like that. That's really awesome. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have a signed Nolan Ryan bat. Never would give it up.
That's cool. A bat by a pitcher. That's unique. It's different. I like that.
No doubt. My dad's dining room table, which has been around since I was 4. I'm 42. It's in my man cave.
Oh.
That's now a poker table. No doubt about it.
Nobody has dining room tables anymore, right?
But it is interesting because you know how we always do these.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Things where, you know, you have to, like, go through your house. I got to get rid of this stuff. And then you get to one thing, and you're like, nope, not a chance. Yeah, that's staying.
And that's why I've always thought of the idea, and I think this is a great idea. I would start a company, and I would basically, you would hire me to come over and clean out your house, because it's hard to clean out your own stuff. My wife's stuff, I can throw away, no problem. It doesn't bother me. Then I open a box of my stuff. I'm like, ooh, I can't get rid of that. You know, so I would come in. You say you get this whole level. You can throw anything out on this level that you want. I would go in and just wipe out. It's easier that way to have somebody else do it, because a lot of the times you don't know what junk you have. And then you start going through that junk. And you're like, oh, I need to keep all this, but it's been in a box for 15 years. You know, mm-hmm. like, nah, I really don't need to keep this.
Make sure you tune in this Sunday as the Chiefs take on the Bills right here on 96.5 The Fan. And big thanks to our friends at Yuengling for their support of the Salute to Service game. I'll tell you why I think this game has such the magnitude that it does here on 96.5 The Fan. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear from ESPN's Nate Taylor every Thursday at 8:20 right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.